views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is the 28th of August, 2018. It is a Tuesday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to the show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And we will be able to see you in queue. We'll bring you up, and you can ask any questions or comments that you may have. Okay, so, but before we get into today's live show, we got my man Keith is here, is with us again, which I greatly appreciate, and you're here, which I greatly appreciate. Big ups to my man Scotty and Black Talk Radio Network and all of the listeners that support Black Talk Radio Network. Speaking of, it's very, very important that we continue to support this network in order for it to continue to do what it's been doing, to do what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant and valuable. We're going to need your overall financial support. And if you can make a donation, all donations are greatly, greatly appreciated, regardless of the overall monetary size. If you can go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com, hit the donation prompt. That will assist this network and continue to do what it's been doing and will go even further. Without your support, we won't be able to move further, and we're going to need that because it's very, very important, because there is a cost to maintaining the programs that are brought to you. So please support the network. You can also support the network in another way, and that's becoming a part of its social media platform. Put together a social media platform that will benefit you. And it was really it's the best way for you to engage in all of your social media activities, because you won't be as adversely affected. And what do I mean by that? You know, the other mainstream social media platforms such as Facebook, which I call, those of you that listen to the radio show, we know, you know, I call it Fedbook. Twitter, I call it Telen. And all the other ones, they are actually there to data mine information about you. And from everything for hackers and for just for nefarious purposes that you know nothing about, that's what that platform is there, because that's really what's happening there. So if you want to get into a platform, a social media platform that benefits you, because Fedbook doesn't benefit you, aka Facebook doesn't benefit you, they actually gain and exploit you, and that's how exploitation and enslavement and subjugation works. You give your valuable energy, and they take all of the over, and they take that energy and they monetize it to profitability for them, and they don't give you anything. So they knew that it would be a great, great temptation for people to have a social media platform where they could do so many different things, from gossip to you know, to you know, just to engage in what's going on and everything else. They knew that they could create that platform and people will engage in it unaware and unknowingly how that adversely affects them. This is how that adversely affects you. Because it's an open forum, the information that you put there is used against you. There's an old saying within, you know, whenever someone is arrested, they are given their Miranda rights. And one of the things about Miranda rights is this, is they tell you, anything you say shall and will be used against you. And that's what's happening with FedBook. You're giving them the opportunity to get personally involved in your life, and they're going to, they will, it shall and will be used against you. And so many people don't understand that overall liability that's there on that platform, because it's not a, it's not really a membership platform. It's an open forum. And they're harvesting your information, and others are able to go there. Some of you have lost jobs because of it. Some of you weren't able to be, actually didn't receive employment benefits nor promotions because of your FedBook page. Okay? So very important. Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media platform that is more beneficial to you. They're not there to sell your information to any bidder. Okay? So it's a membership, and you can use the overall, your membership can actually, you can use it to monetize, you know, your energy. And that's what's so critically important about it. So come on over to BTR Community. And that one also supports this network as well. It's a membership for only $24 a year. You can engage in all of the social media activities that actually adversely affect you, but in a way that it doesn't. Because here at BTR Community, your information will never, ever be sold to anyone for any reason. No need to do that. It's not what this platform is all about. So that wanted to say that. BTR Community, you can find that at www.btrcommunity for only $24 a year. You can engage in all of your social media activities on a more holistic platform. It was created for you, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, which you should be doing, you should be transferring your overall currency into real money. Just because you're paid as a slave doesn't mean you need to save as a slave. You can do that by going to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com, prosperitymint.com. Check out what's in the inventory, then email Prosperity Mint at info@prosperitymint.com. Say, hey, I'm a Tando radio show listener, and someone will get in contact with you, and it's not for a sales. It's not going to be used. Your information is not going to be used for sales or anything that they. What happens is that want to make sure that you are acquiring the precious metals the correctly, so that the overall buying process it can be explained to you, so that you'll know what you're actually getting into. Very, very important. Okay, so Prosperity Mint. Hit email info@prosperitymint, tell them you're a Tando radio show listener, and someone will definitely take care of you. All right. So also, in September the 15th and 16th, there's a couple of seminars that's going to be here in the Dallas area. If you're in the Dallas area, there's going to be a legacy wealth management family structure seminar. And then on the 16th, I will be giving a presentation. So you definitely want to be involved in that if you're interested. As you all know, I'm not a professional radio show host. I don't want to, because I'm not going to read any script. You know, that's what sometimes a lot of being professional is that it's set out to be theatrically perfect for you to read the script. And there needs to be practice in that. We don't practice. We go live every day. So if you are interested in being a part of that, just email me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. There's also going to be a debt seminar that's going to be going on during that same weekend. If you're interested in that, let me know. I will get you the information. You can let me know by going to emailing me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Okay? So that's what's there today's show. We're going to jump into today's show. We got Keith is here along with us, and Keith is going to have to. Yesterday, he only said maybe one or two words, and I don't know. I guess I shouldn't have clowned him by his very very colorful shirt that he had on yesterday. So I guess I've learned my lesson. Don't clown Keith on the colorful shirts that he sometimes likes to wear. So hopefully Keith will engage a little bit more today, because I've already heard from many of the listeners. They appreciate your input there, Pastor Keith. So make sure that you engage. You don't have to be so shy. You're at home here at Tando. All right, and where else was I going? I forgot. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into today's show, another live show. And today's show is No Political Heroes Exist and may never have on the national level. And excuse me, I was messed that up. I have to change that, because that was not. Let me edit that. Oh, if I edit it, I think I may lose stuff. Hopefully I won't lose anything. One second, got to fix that. But that it's supposed to read No Political Heroes Exist and may never have on the national scale. I need to fix that real quick, and we'll get into today's show. One second, hopefully I won't want to mess it up, and which we won't. So if you'd like to get in on at any time on today's show, I'll fix it later. I misspelled political, or a typo, didn't put it in. Let me just see if I can fix this really quick and then I don't want any dead air at all. But hey, sometimes it happens. Let me fix this real quickly. There we go. Oops. One second. There we go. There we go. So that's today's show. Hopefully I did it correctly, didn't mess it up. Make sure I didn't lose anything. Hopefully I didn't. No, we didn't lose anything. Whew, thank goodness. So that is what today's show is. No Political Heroes Exist and may never have on the national level. So that is going to be today's show. And the importance of that, I think, is pretty significant, because we have to be aware of what's going on in the world so that we can be properly prepared. So let's jump into what's in the news. So what's in the news? First article I got for what's in the news today, and this one comes from newstrust.org. Iran says it has full control of the Gulf, and the U.S. Navy doesn't belong there. Very, very significant. Iran has full control of the Gulf, and the U.S. Navy doesn't belong there. The head of the Navy of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard General said yesterday, Monday, according to the Tasnin news agency. So check out that article. And if you really think about it, it's absolutely true. Just imagine for the Gulf of Mexico, and it's close to the United States, where they get a lot of natural gas and oil out of. Just imagine if the Iranian Navy was patrolling the Gulf of Mexico. Or the Chinese Navy was patrolling the Gulf of Mexico, or the Russian Navy was patrolling the Gulf of Mexico, because there's one of the places and out of the Carolinas, and they were actually patrolling those overall waterways for goods and oil movement and commerce. Just imagine how people here would feel about that. So why don't we have an outrage about the overall U.S. Navy being in places that it shouldn't be, has no business being there? And they use it under the guidelines that they're protecting. What are they protecting? Their overall interest of colonization and subjugation. You have no business being there. It's the Persian Gulf. It's not the New York City Gulf. It's not the Texas Gulf. It's not the California Gulf. It's not the Florida Gulf. It's what? The Persian Gulf. So, they're right. They're absolutely right.
Hey, Dave, I
think Scotty wanted to chime in something. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
And I'm with you, man. You know, when Cuba allowed Russia to put, I don't know if it was nuclear weapons or nuclear subs with nuclear weapons, however they put them there, just remember how the U.S. reacted. And you're absolutely right, man. It's hypocrisy. It's hypocrisy. The Gulf of Mexico borders what? Texas, Florida, let me see, what else? Louisiana, maybe parts of California, I'm not sure. But it borders quite a few U.S. states. Now, if any foreign nation was out there patrolling with a military, you know what I'm saying, man, they'd be talking about starting a war, you know? But the reason I think, man, is the American people, man, we have been programmed with this supremacy attitude, like we're better than everybody else, we can do whatever we want to, and if you don't like it, then, you know, what you gonna do, you know? I mean, it's just hypocrisy, man. It's hypocrisy. They respect nobody else, but expect everybody to respect them. I don't understand it except for brainwashing with the American public.
And right, Scotty, it is. That's exactly what it is. And see, what they do is they try to take the moral high ground and say that the U.S. is such a moral country that they're right. So why don't you just give into it? And if you don't give into it, because of the overall religious overtones that they use and the cultural overtones that they use and the hypocrisy of its overall freedom and liberty that it so-called uses, its economic influence that it uses, is that saying that, hey, you just need to align with us because we're right. We have your best interest at hand. Well, that's the fast talk of what? A con man. It's all a con. It's completely. You think about Alaska. Just imagine if the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Germans were all in Alaska, in the Aleutian Islands, and all through Alaska, and oil pipelines, and if Texas and Alaska and were patrolling that with the military, making sure that their overall oil that they're stealing or taking by force and by fear, right? Because that's why you send a gun. Because the gun isn't there. Generally, the gun is there to invoke what? Supremacy. And so that's force and fear. That's commonly referred to as a robbery. So they're using, you know, criminal activities to rob people out of their natural resources. And they're not going to pay them anything of real value to get for that. So that is by force and by fear. Because what do countries know? If they say no to the United States, what happens? Their economy gets economically sabotaged, and then next here comes the military, the bombs, and everything else. So this is the truth of things, is not what the overall propaganda has been. And they do it for so many reasons that are all the wrong reasons. I'm going to tell you something. What they do is that they actually they nullify what's really true and wholesome by evil intention, because the intent is really, really. And I think, Keith, did you wanted to chime in on something? If you do, just let me know, and then I'll mute myself. Wait, well, let me mute myself, and I'll bring you up. One sec. Keith wanted to chime in.
Scotty, along the line of what you and David were both saying, because my thing is a correlation of what the word has to do with this. And I find it so interesting that there's perfect correlations of what you guys are saying, and what it refers to me is, and I saw this years ago, but now I'm seeing it in a different light as far as the whole country goes. Actually, I saw it very much with Republicans a long time ago, but to piggyback what you're saying, when I look at the word, Dave uses an example all the time. He talks about how Jesus got extremely upset and he threw the people out with the money changers. The other main thing that I remember about Jesus being really upset is the first time I can recall him calling anybody a name. And who he called the name was the religious leaders of the day. And what he called them were vipers. And the reason why he called them vipers, he says, look, you guys put on this personification that you don't go by at all, but you make everybody think you do. You expect everybody to do it, whether they do it or not. You condemn them if you don't. And your whole intentions are to carry about the evil stuff that you're doing. And he called them vipers. The only time I can recall somebody, Jesus calling somebody a name. And if you look at what the Pharisees were doing at that time when he called them a viper, it's a perfect parallel of how this country operates. Perfect. Because we come across as ultra-religious and ultra-Christian, and we're all about the right things, and we carry a dagger behind our back at any given time. And it's a perfect parallel.
Right, Pastor. And that is, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that has become a real, real problem. And it's really a problem for us because we are actually going to be the ones that are going to be adversely affected by those policies and those procedures. And it's really an attack on us with this so-called the agenda or the conspiracy agenda, because there's no such thing as a conspiracy theory. You either have a conspiracy or you don't. And a conspiracy is nothing more than when two or more people come together with the purpose of what? Committing a crime. And so if you look at the word conspiracy, so don't let mainstream media or any nitwit tell you that you are into conspiracy theories. When you look at it, if they committed a crime and there was more two or more people, dummy, you big dummy, it is a conspiracy. And now we have conspiracy agendas, and they've actually hide themselves behind different ways to ostracize people that call them out for what they're doing. And so very, very important. Next article. Great, great show we're going to have today, because I can see that Pastor Keith has already started going. So I know that there's going to be a whole lot more there. So here we go. Next article. We got this one from Strategic Culture. 1 minute to midnight, the latest U.S. sanctions propel nations towards risk of war. The celebrity figurehead State Department announced on August the 8th that the U.S. government was going to impose sweeping new economic sanctions on Russia over this still mysterious and unsolved affairs, which was a truly fateful one. The famous doomsday clock of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists should have immediately been moved forward to 1 minute to midnight on the news. So this is very, very important. And I'm going to tell you, these sanctions that they're putting on China, they are sanctions that they're putting on China. There will be sanctions that they put on China relatively soon. A tariff is nothing more than a sanction. But the sanctions that they're admitting putting on Turkey, Iran, Russia, then they're going to sanction Germany now. Watch what Germany does. This is how you ensure a country having to go to war with you. Particularly the sanctions that really do matter are two sanctions. There's three sanctions that really, really matter here. The sanctions on Turkey, the sanctions on Iran, and the sanctions on Russia will guarantee that there will be a war. Because what happens is that they're trying to starve those economies out so they won't be able to defend themselves. So what are those countries going to do? They're going to align themselves and do what? A preemptive attack. Or they're going to be in a position to do it, and then somebody else on this side is going to say, we could do it, and then blame it on them. So sanctions is like when we were growing up. Remember when you were growing up in the schoolyard? Remember they used to put a quarter or something on somebody's shoulder? If you knock it... It's put it on the shoulder. If you knock it off, that means you want to fight. Knock the quarter or knock whatever off the shoulder. Well, that's what the sanctions are. It is really, if you really want to fight, then start the sanctions. If you sanction someone, you're knocking the quarter, the nickel, or whatever you put on that person's shoulder. So now you're supposed to what? Go to blows. And believe me, that's what's happening here. And that's what's going to continue to see it start to unfold. And you need to be prepared for it, because all wars, the governments never lose a war. They never lose one person. But what happens is that the people lose everything. Because the people are the ones who the governments are real. When a government goes to war, they're not going to war against a nation. They're going against the overall human species. Because that's who lose. 99.9% of all the collateral damage in war is done by people that had nothing to do with the overall decision to go to war. What does that mean? It means you're being targeted.
You may be minding your business right now, but two countries saying that they're going to war, meaning that they are going to have a violent encroachment on your life. Think about how many people in your family are in the military. But see, the thing is that it's not going to be just extended to those in the military. It's going to be extended to you in your home. These wars are. And we allow this overall paradigm to exist. And really, it's our fault. We're going to have to, at some point and at some time, have the overall moral convictions to say, no longer will I engage in that type of low frequency activity. And it needs to. I know, but it needs to. So, but hopefully Tando Radio will spark that overall interest where people will start to ask the appropriate questions, because a question is more important than an answer, because it leads to more questions.
Can they hear me through me talking to you? No, they can't.
One second. Keith wants to chime in. Here we go to Keith.
I think it's very interesting what you said about what you said that they need to. And if you look at history again, especially biblical history, because if you look at Jeremiah, if you look at these prophets, they were in the same boat. And they had an advantage because they had prophets which were directly sent from God, who says, look, if you guys would simply do this, I will change my ways and I'll come back and I'll start blessing you again. But if you don't, get ready, because all heck is about to break forth. That's exactly where we are today. We are in the midst of all heck about to break forth. And that's why David said, this is what we need to. He's exactly right. But the thing that we have with common with man and history is man never did. The only time man does it is when you knock him flat on his butt. And then he's got to wake up and completely rebuild, starting all over again. And that's where we are. Back when Obama was running for president, they really got on him for his pastor. If you ever listen to that message was nothing like what they said it was. And it was an awesome message. But what he said was, he says, you know what? The chickens are coming home to roost. And like Jesus said, what's done in the dark will always come to light. And it's coming to light. Jeremiah, right. Exactly. And it's coming to light. And it's coming. And at this point, we could change it, but we won't.
Well, Pastor Keith, I hope that we will, and as you know, there's always an opportunity to, but we have to first get it out to the people to let them know that, hey, do you really want to condone this? Is this something that you really want to be a part of? And so that's why we're here, and I think that this is why this network is so important. So we're going to continue, and go ahead.
It's my last time. I know I'm talking too much. But in light of what you said, David, you are exactly right. And with that being said, the other thing that the Bible talks about what he calls a remnant. And what that remnant is, it's always a small group of people that are ready, prepared, and they survive whatever it is that they're going through. And there's always a remnant. So, Dave, you're exactly right. And the reason why this remnant is always in existence, because there's always a group of people that collaborate with them themselves, educate with them themselves, and they'll try to spread that word out to the masses. But generally, the masses don't accept it as a mass. But there's always a group of people that do, that come out on the other end.
Well said. Yeah, very true. And this is our obligation is to do what we possibly can. And that's why, you know, it's okay. It's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. And like you said, most people don't respond until their back is completely or they are at their lowest point, you know. And the relentless human spirit has to be really pushed up against it. And believe me, as we talk about here, we're just showing some of the signs of things that are going. The overall empire demise of the U.S. is going to be quite painful for many, 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 many people, when it doesn't have to be at all. And as soon as we realize that we shouldn't be engaging in this type of control and subjugation,
then we can really get back to what our prosperity, that regain the prosperity that we lost. So great, great points, Pastor Keith. And as you can see, everyone, I asked Pastor Keith to engage, and boy, I guess we won't be able to get through two stories without what's in the news before we get going. And but don't slow down. Don't pull back. It's so needed. So, and if you would like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056 at any time. So let's get back to what's in the news. Next article, and we're going to feature this on Financial Friday. Oh, wait a minute. We may not have Financial Friday because I may be traveling. I will let you all know tomorrow at the latest if about that. So, but we will have this relatively soon. The American Bankers, we got this from American Bankers. The crisis isn't over. So very, very important. It says the impact of the crisis is just visible, and what's changed is overall appearance hasn't is what hasn't. The post-crisis climate has made it even more difficult to tackle sweeping reforms to the financial system. Very, very important. We need to carry a series on this, on the crisis isn't over. And it's really, that's what we've been doing here on Tando Radio Show since we've been on air, because we want to get you as prepared as possible. Some things, we give you information, but it's on you to prepare for it. We tell you some things that you could be doing, but it's really very important for you to commit to. And when you commit to something, you do some of your own legwork, you do some of your own research, because where you are and who you are is different than everyone else. The dynamics change, but the overall reason for the overall preparing is the same. So check out that article. Next article from RT. This is another one that we've been carrying from RT is Russia Today International. Europe working on payment system alternative to SWIFT and IMF to obtain financial independence from the United States. So we've been carrying some of that, but this shows that it is moving and is definitely going in that way. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the overall war scenario. So next article, I got this one from your Newswire, and it says, Germany, we are cutting financial ties with the U.S. Man, I never wanted these things to happen. I was hoping that we would do whatever we can to influence the possibility of these things not happening, but we know that the likelihood that they are going to. Some of our original shows, our first year and our first shows, and some of our, from the very beginning, we said that there was going to be the purge of the U.S. and then ultimately it would be the untied states of America instead of the United States of America. NATO would break up, and that there would ultimately be a war. There will ultimately be a war, and the very allies that the U.S. has now would be the ones that would be declaring that war against it. This is one of the major steps before the overall bombs go. When Germany is cutting its financial ties, everyone that is connected to Germany economically is going to have to do what? Make a decision to go with Germany or to go with the U.S. Guess where they're going to go? Where you would go with Germany. But since you don't know what's really going on in the world, there would be a blind faith decision that you would make. And many would say, not you, I'm just saying that, let me just rephrase it this way. There is a blind faith decision that many people will make, and they will make that blind faith decision saying, I'm going to go with the U.S. And blind faith is always the first step to genocide. And they are going to really, really be nullified by the overall momentum that's being built on the opposite end. You too should be moving away from the overall direction, objective, and the methods of the United States, because they don't have the moral high ground. They are completely wrong. They do what's politically correct and always morally wrong. So, wow. So check out that article. Very, very important one that's there. Next article, I got this one from the Irish Times. And I do this, you know, very important part of the show is what's in the news, because it gives you an idea of what's going on. Because in today's world, they've actually taught our schooling to be through movies. And our schooling should be taught through different propaganda, mainstream media apparatus. Their overall airways are sacred. So I do what's in the news so that it gives you an opportunity to look at some of the things that's going on around the world that you're not going to be hearing about on the overall apparatus of demise that's going to be perpetuated here, so that you can make a sound decision instead of a blind faith decision. So this is why we do what's in the news. Some people think that is unnecessary. We can't do Tando Radio Show without doing what's in the news. It's just that important, and it's significant. Hopefully people will see the value, everyone, not some people, but everyone will see the value of it. And I know when it is where most people will see the value of it, by those that haven't seen the value of it as yet. Those individuals that haven't seen the value of what's in the news as of yet is because there will be events that will actually befall us all that you'll say, wow, I wish I would have known that. Well, you did have the opportunity in so many ways, I think, especially for what's going to be happening. A lot of what's in the news comes along with that. So here's what's in the news from the Irish Times. The Bank of Ireland to sell first set of bail-inable senior bonds. And now one thing I need to tell you all, just because this is the Bank of Ireland, the Bank of Ireland is no different than the Bank of America. No different than Citibank, no different than Chase, no bit different than Wells Fargo. They are all under the same charter, because banking is a business that's been franchised. And they franchise those overall, that business globally. So if the Bank of Ireland is doing it, Bank of America is doing it. Your bank is doing it. They just may not be telling you it. Here's the key. Bank of Ireland to sell first set of bail-inable senior bonds. Bank of Ireland is preparing to sell a first batch of senior bonds through its holding company, which was set up last year under the new European rules. If you all remember, last year we talked about when China became a part of the SDR, and that Europe, at the G20 and at the G7 meetings, they told European banks that they need to have bail-in policies within 1 year. This is why Ireland has this bail-in policy under the new European rules. What were the new European rules of banking? That they needed to have a bail-inable accounts and policies set up. Here's the thing with bail-in. Many of you may say, well, David, if you're new to Tando Radio Show, why is that important? What is a bail-in? The bail-in is the worst thing that you ever want to hear. You remember in the crisis of 2008, the created crisis of 2000, financial crisis of 2008, you heard, all of a sudden, you never heard a bailout, but it became very, very important because you heard a bailout through there. Because when you hear about something from them at a crisis is when you've already been taken advantage of. This is why you need to hear about it now so you can protect yourself. This is why what's in the news is so important. So here we go. Here's what a bail-in and bailout is. A bailout and a bail-in is no different. Absolutely no different at all. Difference between a bailout is when a government is taking taxpayers' overall funds to bail out a private business that they consider critically important to their national financial well-being. So they use taxpayers' funds to bail them out, to get them out of what? Out of trouble. Bail-in is this, and guess what taxpayers' funds are? Is you contributed to that. Instead of those funds going to what they should be going for, they bailed out this company, then guess what comes after bailout? Comes austerity, because now there's no more funds, because those funds have been allocated
to a company, a private organization at your expense. Now they can't pay for what? Things that you should, which you need, which you've been paying for, and which your tax overall revenue should have been going to support. So now, guess what? You don't have any form of government assistance. They came up with a new word, austerity measures. See, it's very cunning what they do. So that's what a bailout is. Here's what a bail-in is. A bail-in is nothing more than adversely affecting you immediately. A bail-in means that they take you, not your taxpayer revenue, but your overall individual person, your overall money, whatever your name is. If your name is Jack Moore right now, they take Jack Moore currency and take it from him right away to give it to a private organization. Bail-ins are commonly, you're going to see bail-ins in banks. Your bank account will be bailed in. Your pension fund will be bailed in. It won't be bailed out. They're going to bail you in. No different. Bail-in just means that the overall individual is immediately adversely affected by the overall financial crisis that was created. Very, very important. Did you want to? Look. One sec. Keith wanted to chime in.
If you look up the martial law and look at the writings in martial law, one of the first things that they state in martial law is United States citizens, be aware of the fact that when martial law is proclaimed, all property, personal and private, is subject to forfeiture on the demand of the United States government, which is in line with what David's saying. That basically, they're going to say when the stuff hits the fan, we're going to come in, and if we demand whatever it is that you have, private or public, when we ask for it, you got to give it to us, or we're going to take it. And that's already written.
Yes, so true. And I see OLG is back. Hey, brother OLG, glad to see you in queue. He says, good article, the last six major international central banks from 2014. I'm going to post that. He says preemptive forfeit of public, yes. And man, glad to see this, brother. I'm going to post that inside of the platform. And I think we got brother OLG that's in queue right now, and he has something to say. Welcome, brother. Glad to see that you found this at 10 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock in the morning where you are. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, OLG?
Good morning, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly well. What's going on? Glad to hear your voice, brother. Thank you for that article. I'm going to post it right now. Critical article.
Look, good morning, man. I'm glad I caught you. I lost track of my Bluetooth hearing, so I got to stay attached to the computer to talk to you. I tuned in late, but I got to tell you, I put a few things in there as you were talking along when you were talking about the monetary war and when the war is coming. I was just on a thread with a writer from Counterpunch. And it's a great outlet. But I was just on there a couple of days ago when he was talking about how none of these major countries are ever going to abandon the dollar because of the bulk that the U.S. dollar has and what the Fed could do and all that. So I had to educate him and send him to your platform, and I listed a few of your programs that I could memorize for an apparent time and told him a time span to look, because I told him for the last 2.5 years this cat has been explaining what was coming, and it's all unfolding today. But I wanted to make a point of talking about from a military perspective when you were talking about people, there's going to be a war, a physical war with munitions. And I told him what he doesn't understand is if you study the Bible and military history of war, because I sit underground with some of the best out of the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, and what people don't understand is the war that they fight, the psychological and financial wars that have been ongoing and escalating now, are a part of war if you understand the art of war, because they are considered in the military parlance soft power. And people don't understand that soft power is indeed sanctions, tariffs, when you stranglehold a nation. So the war is actually being conducted right now. What most people don't understand is they're waiting for a bomb in Iraq or a bomb here, and the war is exactly what you've been talking about, currency transfers and people abandoning the dollar. And I told him, I'm not going to argue with you or even try to explain a biblical fact. What I'm telling you is what's in that Bible manifests itself in real life. If you don't understand the events and occurrences that are going on that mimic exactly what's in the Bible, that's not for me to figure out for you. And I keep telling it, you've been on it for so long, and I just want to applaud that, brother. I'm going to back off and try to catch the first part of this program when I listen to the podcast.
But as always, I'm always delighted because you bring so much, and I hope everyone will replay this and hear what OLG was saying, because he was absolutely right. The overall war is not just with the overall physical violence. Let me tell you, you know, if a man comes to me and pulls a gun on me, my overall response to him is different. That individual that pulls a gun on you, I don't give as much emphasis to. Someone comes to rob you with a gun, I don't give as much emphasis to the person that steps before me, pulls a gun, and is going to rob and rob me. That's not where my true emphasis is. It's the one that wears a suit and tie. That is, because see, the one person with the gun that stands for before you can only adversely affect you and maybe one generation. But it's the suit and tie is the one that kills you generation after generation after generation after generation. But it not only do they rob you and destroy you, but they destroy your whole block, your whole family, without you even knowing it. I want to give you some. I want you to think about this. I want you to think about some of the most violent cities in this country. To make, just to elaborate on what OLG was saying, I want you to think of some of the most violent neighborhoods in this country. Most people would say L.A., would say Chicago, which would say Memphis, would say Detroit. And I would tell you, they're nowhere near as violent as Beverly Hills, Highland Park. The most, the Bergen County in New Jersey, the Virginia suburbs, those communities are more physically violent than what you see on TV from Chicago, L.A., Memphis combined, just one of those areas, because you have generational killers in Beverly Hills, Highland Park, Bergen County, New Jersey, the suburbs of Washington, D.C. See, those individuals are economic serial killers. And they deprive you far more. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not really afraid of a man or a woman that steps before me with a gun. Am I concerned about it? Am I going to have the appropriate response to it? Yes. But the one that I'm giving most emphasis to is the one that will kill my overall family and those that I have yet not named for perpetuity. The big, big, huge difference. And it's the same thing at how these soft wars go. And so OLG is absolutely, absolutely correct. So
Brother
I
Dave,
think Keith wanted to – yeah, go ahead, OLG, go ahead.
About 90 seconds. A perfect example, I'll run through a quick scenario. I said this stuff in a platform to a young lady, and she came back and told me, well, things are so bad here in America, and the military – is getting ready to go to war. So I advise my children to not go to college, to go to war. And all I could write back and tell her is, you don't really understand. The war of soft power is making you think that you're making a decision when in fact you're being corralled to volunteer for a physical war rather than have your children fight the battle of stopping these people from making laws and enacting laws that take away from the common man. You're going exactly where they want you to go, thinking that you're being a true patriot, when in fact you're just being led to slaughter.
Led to slaughter. So, so true. Well said, OLG. Anytime, always, always. I appreciate got the crew back in line. Even my man, we got another caller in queue we want to go to. Then we'll get back to what's in the news. My man, Roz, wanted to chime in. Roz, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, bro?
Peace and love, good brother. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Always good to hear your voice. Go ahead, bro.
Same here, same here. Peace, brother OG. That's the grand elder, and to Pastor Keith as well. And, of course, big up to Scotty as always and the other callers and listeners. I was just thinking about what you guys were just discussing, and really this is something I've talked about many times in the past. What you're talking about is the psychosocial conditioning of the entire United States populace in regards to what a criminal looks like, what a gangster looks like, what a gang looks like. And I remember many years ago, Tupac said something that was very poignant. He said, you know, the Republicans, that's a gang. The Democrats, that's a gang. The police, the biggest gang in the country. The military, the biggest gang on the planet. And all the stuff that we do as black people, like you said, and our little, and we don't have community. We have neighborhoods. White people have communities. Because they have an agenda. Community means common unity. So you unify around a common cause. White people unify around practicing white supremacy. Black people haven't unified around anything. So we don't have a community. We have neighborhoods. And in our neighborhoods, what you see is a pale, horrific imitation as to what the real gangsters are and what the real gangsters look like. And when you have that, you really think about it on a deep level. The gangsters you're talking about that wear suits and ties and have intergenerational wealth and have basically created a system in which the average black family has $7,000, if they're lucky, of wealth or assets they can pass on to their progeny, and the average white family has $150,000 that they can pass on due to the ill-gotten gains of the enslavement of our ancestors. So when you really think about it, all of the problems we have, this goes back to the global system of white supremacy. All the problems we have in our neighborhood have been created by the same people in the suits and ties. So yes, they also, they're collecting all the wealth, but the conditions in your community, your neighborhood, where, you know, black people are killing each other for next to no reason, we're sexually exploiting our children and our young women, all of that stuff was created by the same people. And it goes back to the fact that you got 10 areas of people activity: economics, education, entertainment, healthcare, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And the colonizer controls all of those areas of people activity for us. So ultimately, we're in the same condition today because our ancestors didn't control any of those 10 areas of people activity either. We're in the same condition psychologically now and physically now that we were then. The difference is we've been so well psychosocially conditioned and trained that the chains don't have to be put on, except when they're trying to take you and put you into overt slavery in the prison industrial complex. So just think about it that way, that all of the problems you have are created by the gangsters in suits and ties. And the one who might put a gun to your face at the ATM thinking he's really getting something, he can't even see past his nose as far as what he's going to do to survive the next day. The person that Dave is talking about has been passing along this wealth for generations past, and you have no concept of it, and you pass them every day, and you might even say good morning to them and think they're the nicest, you know, colonizer you ever met. And that person's pulling strings that could destroy your entire family in the blink of an eye. With that, I'll mute myself. Great program, brother. Thank you.
Brother Roz, always good to hear from you, and good to see that the everybody's getting used to this time, this new time, and this system. And you know what's so funny about this system is set into place to divide the species. And people think that they're getting ahead on this whole thing, but let me tell you something. Every deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. And many, many, many have contracted because they think that they're doing something that's going to benefit them. But if you perpetuate this system, it will ultimately turn and consume you. Well, well said as always. So, hey, we're going to get back into what's in the news. So just hang on, Roz. You may jump back in at any time in OLG. And to jump back in, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation as well, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I would ask that you really, really take a look at what OLG said and what Roz said, because it's really a part of the truth. And as Roz said, it's the overall, it's the psychology of it all. It's we're actually taught to be minions that follow the overall decisions and agendas of sociopaths that are led by psychopaths.
And that is never, ever going to produce anything that is going to be productive. It's never going to be able to produce anything that's morally correct. It is always going to be immoral in my overall estimation. Is always going to be satanic ritual of demise that we will continue to move forward. So, but let's keep going. Next article. So the bail-in was the article from the Irish Times. We'll probably check out this next week. Very, very important. Or we may check this out tomorrow. Next article comes from Sputnik News. And Moody's says first set of U.S. sanctions will have limited impact on Russian economy. Then they're going to continue to do that. But let me tell you, it's going to push Russia into a position to where they will actually move into violence. And this is what the system does. I am not for one government over another one. They are all equally the same. They are all equally worthless because they're there to rule. You don't need a ruler. But what's happening here is the same reason why the overall violent criminal activities of the neighborhoods that we live in, that exists because of the overt systematic subjugation of the communities that make the overall policies and procedures and directions of the neighborhoods. So it's very, very important. I'm glad Roz depicted it that way, because that's an easy and great way to, and it made it plain as to how you can really look at this in a holistic way. So same thing here. The system of subjugation is now going to be attacking the overall Russian government to be able to have an excuse to engage in what? Violent response. And they will. And it absolutely will. So check out that article. Next article I got from Reuters says, I got to hurry up through this before we get into the hour. I want to get into the show. But hey, you know what? We're going to take it as it comes. This is very, very important. Next article I posted from Reuters. Trump calls off Pompeo's North Korean visit after a belligerent response from North Korea. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump called off a visit of North Korea by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo after the latter received a belligerent letter from a senior North Korean official just hours after the trip was announced last week. So this is all the overall that Korean Peninsula, y'all, is one of the things that I thought it was going to be a three-pronged attack that would get everybody into a global war. And that is going to be the South Sea of China, including the Korean Peninsula, the Arctic, the Middle East, which I really just say needs to say is really Western Africa. I mean, Eastern Africa. Well, no, I would say it would really be, that's all the continent, part of the continent. And I hate to really call the continent Africa, because that name isn't really legitimate for that. That's really was something that was made up. But their overall ancient ancestral continent and South America is going to be critical going forward. So check out that article. Next article from RT International. U.S. doesn't expect Russia to grow so strong in the Arctic. Why the Pentagon is rebuilding the Cold War era fleet. And that was the overall second fleet. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. We'll expand on that as well. So check out that article. Next article, got this one from All But Criminal News, commonly referred to as ABC News. And this one was celebrity figurehead Trump's announced U.S. trade deal with Mexico. And let me say that, I think that this one is going to turn and turn in a very, very bad way. Don't look at what happens initially. Watch how this overall turns out. Celebrity figurehead Donald Trump announced a new U.S. See if I can move this down. It moved on me. Has now announced a new U.S. trade deal with Mexico. And believe me, I don't think that is going to pan out well. I can definitely see a reneging, because they just terminated NAFTA.
and watch. I can definitely see Mexico reneging on this, and guess why? Because the U.S. reneged on the Iranian thing. I'm not quite sure, but I definitely could see that playing out, and it's all going to be a setup. It's not going to pan out well. It's not what's going to what the end result of this, just because it appears something today, I don't think is going to move that way tomorrow. Very important. Next article, did a YouTube video about that. Put that there, so check that out. Next article, my man Roz put in that from Natural Blades. Shocking study shows fracking is depleting U.S. drinking water source at a catastrophic rate. Absolutely. Absolutely. You need to know that water is a money source that's very, very important to your sustainability. So check out that article. Also, Arise posted from South China Morning Post. Anti-U.S. sentiment could hit America's fastest food giant in China, that being Starbucks. Check out that article Rise put there. And also from South China Morning Post, Rise posted another one. Secondary U.S. sanctions on imports of Iranian oil. Check out that article. Next article Rise posted from Reuters. U.S.-Mexico reached NAFTA deal. Turn up pressure on Canada. So check out. It is all a play for the demise of the U.S. and where they will all the purge of the U.S. So check out, watch how this ends up. It's not going to go in the direction that most people think. So, and I'll elaborate on that sometime next week. Next article, this one comes from Asian Times. Putin's wedding trip seals marriage of convenience with Merkel. So check out that overall, that's the setup for the overall war and the response to the sanctions. Here it goes. And then next last article, this one came from OLG. And it was assets of six major central banks reach $16.9 trillion. So check out that one. Need to know that. All right. So that's what was in the news. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation when we come back, we're going to get into today's show. And today's show is No Political Heroes Exist, and many never have, and may never have on the national level. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Scotty, give me 1 minute extra. Thanks.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you, Scotty. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. Kind of went silent there for a second. So give us a call, 704-802-5056. We're going to move into today's show, and today's show is that there is no political hero and none may have ever exist nationally. And I say that because the celebrity figurehead senator of Arizona, McCain, had passed away over the weekend. And I would just say that some will tout him as a so-called hero, political, a national political hero. And I would say, well, and the reason why I say that there's probably never been any national political heroes ever is because of this. If individuals that go into the overall government and set policies and procedures and laws, the government, in my opinion, they're there to create laws that they don't have to obey, create debt that they don't have to pay, and declare wars that they don't have to fight. They set controlling policies and procedures for you. So for me, when I say that, I'm talking about individuals that have actually given into and participate in that overall paradigm. In my opinion, I could be wrong. This is just my opinion. Just because you have an opinion doesn't make you right. In order for you to take that oath and to operate at those levels, you're going to know things that the everyday person doesn't know. You're going to have temptations with things that the other that people don't know about. And those individuals actually segregate themselves from you, their overall so-called people that put them in position. They actually live a life, and they have relationships behind closed doors, relationships and deals that you never know anything about that's customary with that platform. And what happens, in my opinion, is that they take the deal that you don't think that they would take the deal. That's why a lot of them stay there so long. Because one of the things is this. You can't, in my opinion, you cannot make a real meaningful change by the overall policies and procedures that best benefit the overall demise of what you're so-called trying to replace. See, for me, I call the president from Obama to Trump, they're celebrity figureheads. They're celebrity figureheads. In other words, you see them, so they're actors. Every actor is a professional liar. Doesn't matter who that individual is. You can think of some act. Think of an actor. Some of your favorite actors. And I'm not saying, you got to understand what I'm saying. Every actor is a professional liar, because they're playing a role, a scripted role that is not true. That's a professional liar. They have to be somebody and get into character and everything else. Same thing happens with the so-called political actors, celebrity figureheads. And this celebrity figurehead, McCain, some people are touting him as some form of, and they always said that he was a war hero and this type of hero. If you knew his overall military career, you would say, stay away from this dude. His decision making wasn't the wisest. It was all impulsive, and impulsive people are dangerous, because a lot of impulsive people make decisions based off the emotion of anger, and they're deadly. So what I wanted to do, there was an article, and I'm going to go to this article, and it gives some things about celebrity figurehead McCain that we need to really take a look at. Let me just pull it up real quickly. And I think it's important that we call the truth the truth, and make ourselves and to really position ourselves against the lies of things. Because if we don't, then these lies will continue to have the overall destructive nature that they've had in our community. So there was an article that, and I'm trying to pull this up real quick. And this article came from Geopolitical Alert. And it talked about McCain. And here it is. I'm pulling it up. And I think it's very, very important. And I will repost it inside of the platform. Okay? One second. Let me get it straight here. And I think we need to talk about some truths here. And McCain was a very, very, very dangerous individual. He was a warmonger. And there is no warmonger that should ever, ever be considered to be any form of a hero other than a champion for war and destruction, a champion for depopulation, a champion for imperialistic colonial rule, a champion for oppressive subjugation that the system loves to create. That's the truth. And here's some of the things. If there was any war, I tell you, I don't think that there was a war that this man didn't advocate. And it was done by choice. He chose to do it. There was the Afghan and Iraqi war. In this article, it says, obviously, every U.S. senator besides California's Barbara Lee voted to give George W. Bush the power to invade Afghanistan following the events of 9/11. However, McCain wasn't happy with just moving to invade Afghanistan. No. He had other targets on his mind as early as the day after the towers fell. Despite McCain's claim in 2014 that the Iraq war probably wouldn't happen if he hadn't won the 2000 Republican Party primary and the general election. This assertion seems ridiculous. On September the 12th of 2001, McCain appeared on MSNBC presenting an extensive list of countries he felt would provide a safe harboring for groups like Al-Qaeda. This list, of course, included Iraq and several other nations that appeared later on the list. So John McCain was actually advocating war with not only Afghanistan, he wanted Iraq and other nations as well. Syria, another country that was on the list, the 2000 list, was Syria. Now that Bush's regime may have never gotten a chance to continue to topple the Middle East countries, thanks to the failure in Iraq and the exposure that the war was a farce and had been sold on lies, but McCain seemingly never lost sight of his hatred for Bashar Assad, the celebrity figurehead president of Syria. Shortly after the Arab Spring broke out in Syria, well, the Arab Spring actually didn't break out in Syria. The Arab Spring broke out in Tunisia, and they were fighting over the overall inflationary prices of food, and they used that to propel that into another direction. See, this is why you got to be careful when you actually make a petition to protest in something in any country, because they will use that as the overall excuse and to instigate something else. Be careful of the petitions and the permits that you file for, because you're telling them what you're going to do. And then they can make their overall plans contrary to the intent of that. That's where their conspiracy activities can start to move in, our agenda. So the Arab Spring didn't break out in Syria, it broke out in Tunisia.
Hello?
I think Scotty. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Dave, I'm glad you pointed out to how it started. It started with a food vendor out there with his little cart or something set himself on fire in Tunisia. Yeah. That, and then the CIA and other Western intelligence agencies saw an opportunity and then got their assets in those other Arab countries. They saw it as a perfect opportunity to overthrow the governments that now all of the people, were they in on it that was out there in the street? No, they weren't. But no. It was largely a CIA movement. You know, why would there be an Arab Spring in Libya if Libya is paying for all its citizens to go to college, giving them cash when they get married, giving them, you know, no homelessness, mm-hmm. all their needs being met in the most prosperous country in Africa at the time. Why would the citizens rise up against that? They didn't. It was the jihadists used by the CIA to overthrow Libya because of the moves he was going to make in Africa with the African Union and the gold dinar. So you're exactly yep. right, man. It was an AstroTurf movement.
Exact. Wow. Great. I love that. An AstroTurf movement. I'm going to have to... Scotty, you coined that. I'm gonna have to use that one again, and I always, as my man Scotty.
No, I did not coin that. That phrase already existed. I just used it. You know, as opposed to grassroots, AstroTurf, fake grassroots.
Man, I never heard that before, Scotty. I love that one because that's exactly what they were. And you know, AstroTurf. Let me tell you something about AstroTurf. It tears your body up. And so, but yeah, Scotty's absolutely correct. And that's what happened, was that the Arab Spring was actually a protest against the overall inflationary prices of food in Tunisia. And Scotty, you know, if people knew about Libya, they would be celebrating the overall what Libya was doing. Not only that, Libya had probably one of the greatest wonders of the world. They created an aquifer in the middle of the desert. And it was an underground aquifer that they were able to bring water to the desert. One of the greatest engineering accomplishments on this planet. When it should be, those should be the actual uses of technology, and intention should be that we could be creating great things. There is no uninhabitable place on this planet, because you can bring water everywhere, even to the most severe desert in the world. Gaddafi showed that, but they don't want you to know that about Gaddafi and what he was really, really about and what he was doing. This is why we start and end with an actual tribute to what the overall spirit of intent was in that overall movement. And so Scotty's absolutely right. What Gaddafi is doing is what the rest of the world is emulating and copying right now. He was getting away from what? The overall debt enslavement through subjugation. So very, and he didn't just do that then. That was since he took over as a colonel, an Air Force colonel in Libya. That was always his intent. So We'll cover that again. But yet, the Arab Spring, and as Scotty said, they saw that as an opportunity to engage their counterintelligences, and their clandestine operations went into full effect. And this is why I say it's very, very important. Be careful when you set up political events and you sign and you get a permit to protest, because it can be compromised by the COINTEL program, because they'll see an opportunity and they'll take it in a totally different direction. And if you know what they did with social media during the Arab Spring, you can see what their old, how social media is really, really used and what its true intent was. So, but to go on, shortly after the Arab Spring broke out, and this is not true, it didn't break out in Syria, McCain and his consistent partner in war crime, Senator Lindsey Graham, quickly found communication channels with the Syrian opposition. Just a few short months after the U.S. endorsed a protest in Syria, because they set up that this was all this was all a part of an operational campaign, a clandestine campaign. McCain and Graham began to call for arms to start flowing to the Free Syrian Army and other rebels. There was no such thing. They weren't Syrian, and they weren't there to free anything. They were actually their subjugators. They were a mercenary group that was put together
to destabilize Syria, because the U.S. knew what Russia and Iran and Russia and Iran was doing and what their overall plans were, and they needed to do what? Intervene. Next, Libya. McCain's plan for Syria never quit. He never quit working until he got what he wanted. He probably and should have, and excuse me, he probably should have known they would never yield, in a positive result for what he wanted. If McCain didn't want to look to Iraq to prove his point, he had another more recent example he could use it on. The NATO intervention in Libya. It was less than a year before McCain wanted to arm the Syrians that were supported with the bombing of the no-fly zone in Libya. McCain even wanted tougher actions against this country, which he has now become the architect of the Wild Wild West that's home to all sorts of horror, from the Islamic State to a new slave trade. So McCain was instrumental in destabilizing Gaddafi by overthrowing Gaddafi and having Gaddafi murdered. Remember what Hillary Clinton said? We came, we sought, he died. That was an overthrow, an assassination that they engaged in. They admit to all of these things. So he was instrumental in Libya. And one of the things that they were instrumental in Libya was that they finally saw an opportunity. Once Chavez had wanted to repatriate his gold, they saw an opportunity that they can go and kill Gaddafi and take the gold, send it to Venezuela, destabilize Venezuela. Venezuela economically would have to be forced to sell it back to them.
Hey, Dave.
So the gold went right back to them. Yes.
Yeah. Just think about who John McCain picked to eulogize him at these services. Fellow war criminals. And you know, at the grassroots level, yes, there is a right wing base, there's a left wing base. But when you're talking about the corporate parties, and they are corporations, I'm not just using that as a metaphor. They are incorporated, the DNC, right. The RNC.
The legal corporations,
yeah,
yes.
There are cabals within both those parties, and they're in a higher level gang. You know what I'm saying? So
yes.
He picked fellow war criminals to eulogize him.
Yes, he did. And, we about to make some people mad. Bush was one of the war criminals. Obama was one of the war criminals. They are all celebrity figureheads. Most people don't really take account to how many people and how much, you know, that position. See, Obama was in that position as a celebrity figurehead, and guess what? He wouldn't have been in that position if he didn't accept the offer and the terms and the conditions of being the CEO of the Corporation of the United States. He wasn't elected, he was selected. Trump wasn't elected, he was selected. Bush wasn't elected, he was selected. If you know the overall Nazi ties that the Bush family has had, you would see all of the correlation. Very, very important. So, Scotty's absolutely right. These are all war. I like to put it this way. See, the governments are nothing more than political serial killers that are allowed to get away with murdering the general population of our species, the human species. And we don't, when you think about a serial killer, we have as Ross says, we have a psychological profile of what a serial killer is, so that we won't look to see what a real serial killer is. Clinton is a political serial killer. I think they just enjoyed it a little bit more. The Bushes, political serial killer. I don't even know how many the celebrity figurehead Trump will kill as a political serial killer. It probably will be astronomical, because see, he's the perfect narcissistic He's the perfect narcissistic figurehead. He is the poster child for all of this. So, very important. Next one, Libya. Then there was Western Central Africa. McCain was a champion for war on terrorism in other parts of Africa. While McCain hasn't directly supported terrorism in some countries in Africa, he still called for more U.S. intervention across the continent. Next, Iran. McCain was a big proponent for war on Iran. Bosnia, Kosovo. He was significant in that, wanting to call for war. This dude, anytime his first thing out of his mouth was, let's go to war and let's find a war to pick, in my overall opinion. Not only do I say that, and the reason we substantiate and validate that is all of these wars that he was directly calling for to happen. The Ukraine. The article says, don't be fooled into thinking that McCain only supported jihadists in Eastern Europe. He also backed the overt Nazis acting as death squads in Kosovo on an ongoing Ukrainian conflict. See, it wasn't just McCain. The whole U.S. government supported the Nazi overt movement into the Ukraine, because they knew that that would be an organization that they could use to get in, to go in and violently move into, because it was actually a move against Russia. That's why during the Winter Olympics, Putin waited till the Olympics was over. As soon as the Olympics was over, he moved in against the Ukraine and ultimately annexing Crimea. Had to wait till the Olympics was over. Russia. The story of McCain's hatred for Russia spans back to the Cold War. He's always called for war against Russia. And when the overall conflict in Georgia happened in 2008, McCain wanted the U.S. to militarily intervene against Russia in Georgia. And you know what Russia says? Come on and do it. We will be using nukes immediately. And then you know what overall Darth Vader Cheney did? Celebrity figurehead Darth Vader Cheney did? He got his card pulled. But see, McCain was behind it. Do it. Do it. Do it. So this dude was no hero, but it wasn't just that there. North Korea. He wanted to go to war against North Korea. He pushed for it. And here's the last one. He called for strategic strikes against China. He called for the overall freedom of navigation drills in the South Sea of China, to even if the Chinese military had even challenged or showed up, for the U.S. military to engage, because they had the overall freedom of navigation right to be there. There is no such thing as a strategical attack on China. there is no such thing as a strategical attack on China. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to take this even a little bit further. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Why are we talking about the war criminal and the war agenda that McCain had pushed? because that's what governments are all about. That's who they are. That's what they do. And we need to stop giving blind faith to these individuals, not just because of a political party that they're representing. When you look at the whole setup, the Russian government does the same thing that the U.S. government. They have subjugation of their people. And it's all compartmentalized and regionalized, and they divide the whole planet based off of a map that they draw as to who has influence in this area and that area. When you look at the, whenever you fly on a plane, and I say this all the time, whenever you fly on a plane, you don't see man's borders. You see what the great creator made as a living planet. You may, because you've been schooled to identify the United States, Central America, Cuba, you may see an island, but see, that is your overall schooling taking over with your, what is the spiritual truth of it all. The spiritual truth of it all, you see the living planet and the beauty of the living planet that the great creator has established and made for the sustainability of not only you, but everything that's within. And the true beauty of it is what is sustainable. There isn't one beautiful city that that man can build, because all of his cities will crumble. Because the true sustainable nature of the ecosystem will always destroy it. Don't cut the grass in New York City and see how long. It'll take it a while, but ultimately, the ecosystem will take over the skyscrapers. There won't be one inch or one part of the skyscrapers if it's not maintained. See, and this is the overall purpose of today's show, is to show you, if the system doesn't maintain its control, then the ecosystem will take over. We'll go back to what the great creator has established as being relevant. And I say that because of this. We need to move away from what man's paradigm of destruction and subjugation has been. It's all right. I would say it is even beneficial for the weeds to grow, because they grow naturally, so that there is some performance that weeds do that we don't know about, that man hasn't schooled us on, and they schooled us to think something else. Oh, that's an eyesore. But there's a real purpose for weeds. And there's a Keith just showed me the UN finds U.S.-backed bombing of Yemen likely amounts to war crimes. Of course. And see, and this is the purge that's going to be, the rest of the world is going to start to unify itself and say, you know what? We have a great purveyor of death and destruction among us, and we've seen this before in our time. They're going to try to subjugate the whole world, and there's going to be a return to a overall tyrannical rule that we can no longer accept, nor can we allow to happen. We're going to have to unify against this, and this is what's called the world war, the world against one or two. And it's funny how it always sets up the same. Germany, when the world turned against Germany, it was Germany, and guess who their only ally really was? Italy. Italy, Mussolini. Then Japan had got in for their own reasons. They got in for their own reasons because the U.S. was sanctioning them to death through their embargo. So it was really out of an act of survivability that they had to get in, because they refused to cooperate with the economic development plan that the U.S. had. And the U.S. said, well, okay, so if you don't want to do it, we're going to force you into it, because they knew that they had some technology that they have gotten from Operation Paperclip. They got some silver on their hands, and they weaponized silver. And when they weaponize silver, you can create a very, very effective, efficient weaponization of nuclear technology, radioactive isotopes. And I want to say, there are no political heroes. on a national level, because their overall agenda is to uphold something that is completely adverse to your liberty, to your sovereignty, to your self-determination. What they're really upholding is further control over you. And I think that's very, very important that we engage and know that and look at this for what it is. We got another caller in queue. Want to go to the caller in queue. OLG wanted to chime back in. OLG, the floor is yours. What say you?
Hey, man, I just wanted to encapsulize what Scotty threw in and what you're saying now. There are no political heroes, because you got to look at who is controlling the narrative and why they're spinning the tail that way. A perfect example when you're talking about John McCain. John McCain is just what I said, a student of war. He understood war, but I wanted to touch on Scotty's point when he said who he chose to give his eulogy. If you notice, they used the political theater. He not only used war criminals, he did it one from each party, the supposed opposing parties in the U.S. He did a bipartisan farewell by using the still living provocateurs of war and destruction to give his eulogy. And he made certain that he picked the elite spokesman from each party so that you can unite around the flag and not get the fact that there really are no two parties. Those corporations work hand in hand. The other thing I wanted to throw in is sometimes when you give out so much information, some people don't get it. But the mechanism that was used to create that supposedly, as Scotty aptly called, AstroTurf in Tunisia, if you look at Google, and I put it in the chat room for you, Project Camelot, it tells you how American University in Washington, D.C. was used as an incubator to set up the infrastructure for the CIA to do exactly what it did, not only overseas in Tunisia and in Latin America, but once the NNDA, that National Defense Authorization, came in, they suspended the rules that said it couldn't be done on domestic turf. So the same mechanisms are used psychologically and established connections. When you said Lindsey Graham and McCain found connections to forward their thing, those connections were set up by the CIA and the National Intelligence Service. They were already there, embedded, ready to act as soon as the proper event happened. So people got to understand, none of this stuff is organic. It's already planned for. I love your programmer, man.
OLG, man, as always, and which, as always, what you give is priceless and is so, so true. You know, OLG, I want to highlight something at OLG. We did a show a while back on the actual institutions of war, and some of the it was Purdue, it was MIT. They all have had incubator programs to perpetuate the war paradigm. And I would suggest that you all go back to that show, because we went down a list of schools. Because the schools are the overall pools of talent that the overall system will need to exploit to further their agenda going forward. So from those schools, they are able to see the overall talent pool that's available that they will be able to use. And these incubator programs at these institutions of schooling, of higher schooling, not higher education. There is no education that's given at the institution. At the institutions, you're told what to think, what to recite, what to remember, and how to apply it in the existing economy. It doesn't teach anything about sustainability. It doesn't teach anything about sovereignty. It doesn't educate on self-determination. It's all agendized. And we went through the overall institutions, the schooling institutions, and their overall relationship with upholding the overall biological, military, economic, subjugation and demise of every single person on this planet. This is why those institutions are highly, highly regarded, and they're world renowned because they get all of the funding. What type of funding do they get? They get funding of productivity from human resource. And they actually perpetuate that overall agenda so that the system will never be challenged. If you got a problem, you never have a problem with the system. They tell you who's the cause and the root of your where your pain is coming from. The symptom of your pain is this individual, so that you never ever really see what really ails you. It's the whole system. And I know it's a lot for people. Well, what can I do? You can't beat City Hall. If you can't beat them, join them. See, that's the overall defeatist mentality that they first had to institutionalize in you at the youngest, earliest age. Because if they didn't get you early, they knew that they would never be able to capture you. This is why in schools you were taught to get in line. Well, knowing that the psychological effect was for you to do what you're told and to follow the overall lead of the person. What is a lead? This is why you never need a leader. A lead is what? It's something that you attach to someone's neck to tell them where they're supposed to go, when they're supposed to sit, when they're supposed to run, when they're supposed to, you can go here, you can eat here. A lead is an attachment, a controlling device that's put on your neck. And you're led to slaughter. So be careful when you say we don't have any leaders in this and that. You don't need a leader. The great creator has given you all the talents and ability that you need for sustainability, but we walked away from it because we got in line. This is why school is so important. They want you to have children in school right away because they want to turn children into kids. And you made it, if that went over your head, what I said there, do a little research on what a kid is. The difference between a child and a kid. Big difference.
I'm laughing. I just posted it in your chat room before you got there.
It's very important, and we have to, you know, and I would challenge everyone to find out what a kid is and see how quickly you'll stop referring to the young people in your family lineage as kids. Give you a clue. Satan is very proud that you would call and offer your children to that overall ritual practice of the cultic ritual practice of Satanism. We got to be careful what we say, because what we have to be careful what we think, because what we think we'll say, and what we say we'll end up doing, and what we do we have to be careful of, because then it'll become our habit, and then our habits will create our eternity, what we'll continuously do. So I really wanted to emphasize on today's show that we have to be careful of the overall propaganda that's put forth in front of us. We have to question everything. Some people would say that Dr. King was a political figure and leader. I would say no, absolutely not. Many would say Malcolm was a political figurehead. No, absolutely not. There's a difference, a huge difference to what these individuals were. As a matter of fact, I think that because they would not become political, that now they had to become expendable. Because what they were really engaging in was that they were like, no, it's not the system that I want to uphold. It's the people need to become what the great creator intended them to be.
Hey, Dave.
Free and independent from the liberty of what real liberty was. Scotty wanted to jump in. Then we got to go back to Roz.
Listen, you're absolutely right. They were not political figures. They did not endorse any party. They put demands on the government. They made demands that people's human rights be respected. And so John Lewis, you know who he is, right? I think today might be the anniversary of the March on Washington, D.C., so that was trending on Twitter. So John Lewis puts out that he tweets out a picture of some of the people that were speaking there. He said that he spoke whatever, you know, his position was when he spoke. Then he said Dr. King was number 10, spoke number 10. And then he said, I'm the only one that's still around today. And then he put hashtag good trouble. Now, I don't know what good trouble means, but I replied to him. I said, you know why you still around? Because you joined the government and you became that and supported that which Dr. King fought against. That's why you're still around.
Made the deal with the... Exactly. See, now that is a political figurehead. Exactly, Scotty. Well, well said. Let's get right... And OLG said the purveyors of truth. Yes. So, so true. And I tell you, I'm going to give you one more thing before we go to Roz real quick. There's something that I'll never forget. The former celebrity figurehead, Secretary of State Alexander Haig, said, let the people protest all they want, as long as they pay their taxes. And see, paying your taxes means this. It's coded speech. As long as they will continue to be debt slaves. Because we're going to give them the permit to protest. We're going to give them whatever they need so that they can yell and scream, but they'll never have the power to whisper. See, when you have resources, you don't yell and scream. You whisper your will into existence. When you don't have resources, you got to yell, scream, and holler and petition to be acknowledged and be respected. When that yelling and screaming is only going to identify where you are, can you, so that you can be exploited even further. This is what happened at the Arab Spring. They saw an opportunity and they exploited it. So here it is. We got to get ready to go to my man Roz, and that'll be the last person before we get out of here. Roz, welcome back to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Hey, peace and love. Great, great commentary. That was so accurate, what both you and Scotty and Brother OG said as well. I just wanted to add to the looking up task that you gave everyone. When you look up what a kid is, also look up the term scapegoat. And for those who are on BTR Community, I posted the definition there as well as in Tando's thread for today. Because you have to remember that the beings that are most important to get conditioned towards the way the system wants everything to function in the future is through your progeny. And if you look up something that's, I tell everybody, possible, yes, the Willie Lynch letter is not a historical document that has been proven. The actual Willie Lynch letter was written by a king. His name was King Leopold II, the King of Belgium. And if you look up King Leopold's letter to his missionaries written in 1881, you will find the Willie Lynch letter. And he makes it quite explicit to make sure that the children respect the words of the colonizer more than the words of their own parents. That is why today you see that you can't even discipline your child. They'll tell you, I'll take you to court and I'll try to emancipate myself, because they've indoctrinated the children with the laws and rules they want to create enmity within our families. First, they did it legally, they did it during slavery, and now they've done it through psychosocial conditioning and the changing of the law. So with that, I'll mute myself. Wonderful, wonderful program. Peace and love to everybody.
Smartphones for dumb people. So, well, well said, yes. And that's why, and you know, it's funny, I don't think Roz heard the other day. I asked everyone, look up Belgium, the significance of Belgium, because that's very, very important, what that overall corporation was really charged with in instituting some strength of this overall system of subjugation and enslavement. So definitely. Okay, everyone. So gotta get ready to get out of here. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And I think Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis will be on tomorrow. Let me see if Brother Davis is here in queue. Not quite sure. So, hey, before we go, now I say all of this because there are some things that we should be doing. You should be, let me say this. Stop worrying about the White House. You need to be taking care of your house. You definitely need to be preparing and positioning yourself and your family to sustain itself, not only for the advent, the adverse events that's going to happen, but you also need to position yourself to be able to seize on opportunities that are going to be happening, that are still happening right now. You prepare to actually gain momentum that will bring prosperity to you and those that have yet not, that you have yet not named. So you don't just prepare for a calamity. You have to prepare for opportunities as well. And I'm going to tell you, you can't do that effectively by way the system has schooled you to think. You're going to have to think anew. You can't do, if you want to solve a problem, you can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. You have to think anew. Albert Einstein. Very, very true. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Remember, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Peace. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.